Welcome to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Sanhedrin, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Previously we had seen in the 5th Mishnah that in order to judge the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, we need the large Bezdin, the Bezdin of 71. The Mishnah continues on the theme of judging the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol done, the Kohen Gadol himself can be a judge, if he's qualified. He could be a judge and be part of Bezdin, part of the court, and we're not concerned that perhaps some of the other judges won't want to argue on him. Vidan and Oso. And similarly, if he needs to be taken to task, we also judge him. If it's a very simple monetary matter, all we need is a regular court of three. But as we saw previously in the Mishnah, if it's for matters of possible capital punishment, we need the Sanhedrin, the High Court, the Supreme Court of 71. Meid, he can be a witness in a regular court. Umeidin Oso, if somebody knows testimony about the Kohen Gadol, they could come into the court and testify about him. Choylitz, v'choltzin le'ishtoi. We've seen this previously, something called chalitza. The Torah law is that if, let's say, a person is married to a woman and he dies childless, there's a mitzvah for his brother to marry that woman if they both consent. That's called yibum. If, let's say, they don't want to marry with one another, then there's a ceremony called chalitza, which involves taking off his shoe, and the woman actually spits in front of him. So the Mishnah teaches us choletz. Let's say the Kohen Gadol's brother dies. The law is that chalitza is done to him, even though the wife that could have been his wife, his brother's wife, has to spit in front of him. And maybe I would say that that's not lefi chvodo, that's not for his honor. Still, the Mishnah teaches us that it is permissible. V'choltzin le'ishto. Let's say the Kohen Gadol passes away without children, then one of his brothers can do chalitza to his wife. U'meyabin es ishto. Or they can even marry his wife, because the law is that a regular Kohen can marry a widow. Aval hu ein u'meyabin. But if, let's say, the Kohen Gadol's brother passes away, he cannot marry the wife of his brother, because the law is that a Kohen Gadol, neshu aser ba'almana, he is prohibited to marry a widow, and therefore he can't do yibum. The only thing he could do is chalitza. Meis lo meis. Let's say one of the relatives of the Kohen Gadol died, a father, a mother, one of the close relatives. Eino yotze yachar hamita. He is not allowed to follow the dead person in the funeral procession, because maybe he'll come to contaminate himself and come in contact with him. And the Torah says, "Val kol nafshos meis lo yavo." He's not allowed to come in contact with a dead person, not even for his father and his mother. So what does he do? Elahein nichsin v'hu nigle. When they carry the coffin, when they carry the dead person, he has to always be michasa. He has to cover himself. V'hu nigla, while they are revealed, hey niglin v'hu nichsa. While they are revealed, he is covered, which means to say he always has to be a block away from them, that he can't be seen in public. So if, let's say, they're a block ahead, he could be a block behind. As soon as they turn the corner, he can come out to the previous block. They turn the next corner, he goes onto the street that they were on previously. In this form, he accompanies the dead person all the way to the gates of the city, but he cannot go any further than that, because then it is clear and it can be that he's seen accompanying them, and that's something that's not permissible to do. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir learns when the Torah says, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, that when the Kohen Gadol, when a family member of the high priest dies, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, he's not allowed to go out of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Meir understands that means to say that he's not allowed to go away from his Kedusha. He can't become Tameh, he can't become contaminated, but he could actually accompany them as long as he is not part of the procession itself. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Yotze Min HaMikdash, the law is that he's not allowed to leave the Mikdash at all. He's not allowed to leave the temple at all and accompany them. Shenemro Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, he learns literally that when it says Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, that he's not allowed to leave the temple. We follow the law of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the law is that the fellow cannot leave the Mikdash at all. The Mishnah continues, Kishehu Menachem Acherim, when he goes to pay a shiva call to comfort others, the way of the regular people is derech kol ha'am overim b'zeach harzeh. The custom is that after, on the way back from the cemetery, they line up file by the mourners, single file, and they comfort the mourners. V'hamemuna, but the assistant Kohen Gadol, the skan Kohen Gadol, mimatzo lebein ha'am. When the Kohen Gadol goes to pay a shiva call, he doesn't file by singly. On the contrary, the the Segan Kohen Gadol, the assistant Kohen Gadol, he stands next to the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is in the middle, and the assistant is to his right, and the nation is on his left. And if God forbid the Kohen Gadol loses a relative, and people come to pay a shiva call to comfort him, the people all tell him, Anu kaparasech, let us be your atonement. And he says, Tisparchu min ha-shamayim, may you be blessed from heaven. So when the Kohen Gadol, we know the lie is that when a person loses a close family member, then after the funeral they bring them something called a sudas havara, a meal, and that meal is something that comes from other people. It cannot be something that the mourner eats himself, that he owns himself. Rather, other people bring it to him. So that when they bring him this meal, kala'am misubin al ha'aretz, all the people participate with the Kohen Gadol by sitting on the low, on the ground, like a mourner. A mourner has to sit on a low stool. But the Kohen Gadol himself can sit on a chair, because that is the honorable way to show and express honor to the Kohen Gadol, even though ordinarily mourners sit here. He's able to sit on the floor. Here he's able to sit on a chair. This concludes Mishnah Aleph, wishing you a wonderful day.